Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday, August 5th, 2022. Payday for some.
It is.
It is for us.
It is.
It basically, if we mention it, then it's just our way of saying maybe that's why some of us are in a better mood than others, or some days are better.
Fat Boy does seem happy today.
Really?
No.
I was going to say.
There's a lot going on.
Is this one where, like, most of the bills come out of it because it's the beginning of the month?
Not all pretty much about the same.
Oh, okay. That's not good. My heavy one's at the beginning. But then halfway through the month.
Fat Boy will be in a good mood if he stops on his way home and Cube Steak is on sale.
Yay.
That'll make his day.
What are the chances of that happening? That stuff's going up so much.
A little bit.
Well, the gas excuse is slowly going away. So, you know.
So they raise the power. Balance it out. One commodity goes down, another one goes up.
I'd love to go on a freaking tirade about that. But in the end, they got me by my balls.
You can't do nothing about it, man.
Like, literally.
Helpless.
Literally.
But don't you love the spin to where, you know, it's for you. It's looking out for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Yes.
Appreciate it. I really thank you so much for looking out for me.
It was a giddy little laugh.
A creepy laugh. The one the women don't like. They say, ew, stop.
Jesus, that's terrifying.
That's awful. Like a puppet.
Yeah, that's a horror movie laugh.
Ooh. You hear that in Dark Alley, you better hold your britches up and run. Somebody's looking to take him down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, it worked me back. There was something there. There was a little glimmer.
Yeah. Man, I'm trying to think back now. Before the laugh.
Yeah, talking about Kansas.
Cube Steak.
Cube Steak, yeah.
Kansas.
I don't know what I was going to say about Cube Steak. That's a Friday thing for you, though.
That's what you're going to say. You don't like it.
No, I don't mind it.
Well, I love it.
It's not something I would ever order at a restaurant.
And what does Fat Boy pair Cube Steak with?
Macaroni with cream corn.
Oh.
Mixed in. Yeah, I wouldn't get Cube Steak at a restaurant either. I like the way I make it. You know, it seems like a waste of a trip.
Mm-hmm.
Like getting spaghetti in an Italian restaurant or a hot dog somewhere else is not a gas station.
Hot dog.
I can't have a hot dog.
Hot dog.
Hot dog. You want a hot dog?
Bird dog.
Well, I have the bird dog. That doesn't even sound right to say bird dog.
Bird dog. You guys have bird dogs?
No, it has to be bird dog. It has to be the AW, bird dog. Otherwise, you're not getting one.
That's at the A&W place?
Oh, no, it has to have the AW dog.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, if you order a bird dog, I don't think you'll get a bird dog.
Okay.
They wouldn't know what a bird dog is.
But the root beer restaurant, that's a hot dog place?
No, the hamburgers. That's the place that, that introduced the 1/3 pound hamburger in the 80s, and people thought the quarter pounder was bigger. Because people are dumb.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Aww.
It took me a while to get it. I had to do the quick conversion.
Well, what's a Big Mac weigh? Is that a half a pounder?
I don't think so. I think it's less? Maybe a third, maybe, with those two patties.
Third a pounder.
No, let's look and see. I don't think it's...
Doesn't sound as good as Big Mac.
It might just be a quarter pound. Each one of those patties might be, yeah.
I bet you a Whopper's just two double cheeseburgers. Smashed. It's a smash burger of two double cheeseburgers.
Let's see. Two 1.6-ounce beef patties.
Dang.
Those come in about 3.2 ounces of meat.
Man. You know, like, if you saw that as a steak, you'd be like, that ain't enough.
Yeah.
You know? Like, a steak that comes in, like, a portion of less than, like, 7 ounces, get out of here.
Well, I didn't know if they were, you know, like, fast food-wise, if they're weighing the meat or with everything on it.
No, that's supposed to be the meat, okay. Pre-cooked meat weight.
So you think a double quarter pounder is an actual, it's probably like a 0.48.
It's a big sandwich.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'd have to take their word for it.
If you really like a lot of ketchup and some oddly cut onions.
You don't like them diced?
It has the big onions, not the little tiny diced one. It has bigger slices of onions on it.
Diced.
Diced onion.
I like diced onions.
I got to go golfing and hunting yesterday. Hunting.
I just do both in one day.
Well, I almost murdered some deer with my car on the way home.
Oh, okay. Oh,
no. Boy, beautiful. It was they were beautiful deer. Beautiful deer. They were...
Why didn't you try to kill them?
Well, I didn't try to.
Oh, okay.
Almost did.
You're off from a hot dog?
Oh, God.
What? What?
I figure a hot dog would kill a deer.
Well, that's what started Gaff, was talking about hot dogs.
Oh, okay.
And, God, beautiful, beautiful deer. They had the little white little dots on them.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Beautiful.
Fawn.
I like them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, were they bitch deer?
I didn't see any, how do you say, headwear.
Don't most of the headwear come off by now?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Or that's earlier in the year. I don't know.
I don't know.
Hunters, let us know. That's HUNNERS, Hunters.
Fred Dreyer, you can actually just call the hotline.
Yeah. You can text 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line. Educate us about when deers have heads on.
Deers.
Is it deer season? Or coming up?
Coming up.
Okay. You can only use the shotgun, right?
Well, they shed their antlers in the winter.
Okay, so they got big ones right now.
And coming up is rutting season where they're mating, right?
I guess.
That's when it's dangerous before hunting season.
I don't know. I see them on my way to work just about every day.
I know. I'd be pissed if I was sitting there doing it and all of a sudden some dude sneaks up on me and tries to shoot me.
Right?
I know. What if you hit a couple deer going at it?
So how close you come to hitting these poor animals?
Very.
Very. Okay. It's
very.
Like you have to swerve and break. Did they happen to break one way and you swerve the other way and it worked out?
That would make it sound very much more dramatic than it was.
Oh, okay.
It was just they scurried across the road way closer than I would like.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Close enough for me to like see their coats.
Oh, yeah. See the spots.
Yeah.
The specks on them.
So they were so pretty. So pretty.
So their antlers nub in April, and they get their full potential by August. So you'll see their full antlers now.
They got big racks.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. We got something in common.
And man, I haven't almost hit one in a long, long time. I almost hit a possum the other day. But I've been lucky on deer.
You've been trying to run over rats.
Yeah, on the lawnmower.
Oh, God.
Any more activity on that?
I haven't seen any, man. I haven't seen any. I haven't had any interactions with wildlife.
Make up something fun.
Okay.
I want to have some kind of wild story about the field rats.
There was an octopus in my car when I got in to come to work this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that.
You get ink everywhere?
Yeah, it squirted me with ink. I had to throw it out. It got stuck on my face like in a movie, and I had to pull it off and sling it out the window.
Calamari.
But it used its tentacles to hang onto the side of the car, so I was beating it off.
Oh,
I mean, off the side of the car.
Whoa.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Well, man, that's the thing, though. Like, you were sitting there, like, beating it off, but then it's got, like, eight other things to like fight you off.
Dude, yeah, I mean, fighting one octopus is like fighting half a dozen octopuses.
It's like you live in a house under the
sea. Was he trying to like get you off of him as well?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, he's trying to bite me with his octopus beak.
I'd love to see that.
He got beaks.
You still got your dash cam?
No.
Yeah.
Damn. He ate it.
You don't have a cat on the back windshield?
Oh, my God.
I might have an octopus on the back windshield now.
The octopus blew out his back windshield.
Oof. Those storms.
You get one free one a year. You got full coverage.
Oh, yeah.
If the arms are facing the way that their eyes do, is behind them their legs?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know much about octopuses. Mm. See, that's the first thing I thought of when you told me to make up something exciting. Just fighting an octopus in my car.
It's a great way to go. Wasn't there that old pirate that had the octopus stuck on his face? And it was in a movie.
It was one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, right?
Yeah. Pussy Face, I believe, was his villain.
I believe it was.
Tentacles.
Tentacles.
That's fine, man. So, yeah, I fought an octopus. I haven't seen any rats. I think the octopus was eating the rats.
That may be what attracted them.
Maybe so.
He's like, I don't like regular rats. It's like the ones that are already embalmed. Yeah. It's like a donut ball with like some kind of injection of
donut ball.
Caramel or something.
Yeah. Yum. I went out to get something to eat last night at an establishment my friend owns, and Thursday's Tacos. So I ordered two of these spicy chicken tacos called Stonecock Tacos. And the cook comes up to me and says, hey, I'm sorry, we only have one taco shell left. Even though it's taco.
Global shortage.
Yeah. So I look at the cook, and she's a very nice young lady, and I say, it's okay, just make one a bird dog. Because
bird dog.
A hot dog's a taco, and a taco's a hot dog.
You really did that to that poor girl?
Well, they didn't have a shell, but they had a bun. So take my taco stuff, put it in a soft bread taco shell, a.k.a. hot dog bun, and I'm happy with it. And it worked out fine.
Well, she said, if you go buy us a shell, I'll give you a bar tab.
Brilliant.
No, I was good on that.
Dang it, just make one big one.
No, that was all for you. You only put just all the stuff on one? I'm like, that's tempting, but put half of it on a hot dog bun, make it a bird dog.
At least they didn't lose the money.
Yeah, and I got to eat.
You're very accommodating.
Dang, man.
But, yeah, it takes me back to thinking that a hot dog's a taco. It's not a sandwich. It's a taco. And I think I proved that point last night because science.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of you're right. It's one of those things where it's just where it blows your mind to sit there and think about it. And then the people that resist it.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's a sandwich. No, it's a taco. Clearly, it has the form of a taco.
I don't like the tomato fruit argument, but again, science.
Yeah.
Can't argue with that.
Avocado is technically a berry.
Yeah.
Oh, not a good one.
That's your mouth.
Free hit. crap, it's time to go now. I'll tell you the other really funny little thing is I went and I can't say I played golf. I went and hit golf balls with Jug last night.
Yeah, you went to Topgolf, hit golf balls.
He had our very sweet server convinced that I was a NASCAR driver. Like, she really was,
One?
No, I don't think the name ever came up.
Okay.
But she did say, you drive in real NASCAR? Like, like real NASCAR? Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I drive Cup Series, unlike my friend here.
We finally.
You should have used that.
Oh, my God. He's just spinning.
poor thing. Because you know, they, like, sponsor him.
Yeah.
So he doesn't he has a special little card he gets to use.
Yeah, he does.
And so when he produces this card, it's kind of a thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because everybody's like, who's got the black card over there?
Yeah, it's like when a former baseball player goes to a game, he's got that gold card to get in any game.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, that girl right there. thought that I was a NASCAR driver for like 2 hours.
That's great.
And I know that she was
like thinking, like, God, how do you get in that thing?
It's a big fire suit. It's a large man.
Big fire suit. It's got to be a longer front end of a car.
All the NASCAR drivers who come in here to play golf are not big men.
Look at how like the height difference between me and Joe.
Yeah,
he gets in it perfectly.
Did you all three share some hooch? Is that picture?
No, but look, we ended up letting her hit. We're like, hey, man, it's kind of slow. Why don't you hit some of our balls for us? We're just going to sit here and run up.
Hit a few.
Stupid tab of the bar.
The manager went like, what the hell?
What? Well, at least they're spending money somewhere. And even though on the golf balls. Yeah, I beat his ass real hard. It was great. It was great.
It's a fun place.
He's awful at it. He's just awful at it.
But he has fun.
Yeah. No, actually, it was weird. One time I just nailed him real hard in golf. And then
you hit him with a ball?
He came back. No, that's a stupid way to say it. I beat him real bad.
Oh.
And then he came back and like beat me like a really miserable number.
Oh, you made him try.
Well, I was waiting on food to come. Oh, yeah, yeah. So I was like, go ahead and do all 10 of yours at once.
Yeah.
It was the best night of my life.
I know it's fun, you know, when you get going, but like at some point, you're like, I want to eat.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
Jug is a good time, though, man. Jeremy Clemens is about the most fun dude to be around.
The whole time. What do you think Fat Boy and Nine are doing right now? And then he said, should we video call them or would they be mad that we didn't invite them? I was like, trust me, they ain't going to be mad.
That's a long drive from the house now.
Yeah. All right, it's Friday, the FOF line. You know the way that goes, F off Friday. Fat Boy, a bunch of good stuff.
Yeah, we got a guy who's going to break up with his girlfriend on the FOF.
Oh, cool. No.
We got a mom who snaps in the daycare line.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is actually
that can happen.
Literally in the line.
Yep.
Okay.
Perfect. She called us from the line.
864-241-4318. That'll be coming up 8 o'clock hour Eastern time, 7 o'clock Central.
We love the FOF line. Vent. Get it off your chest. Get it out of your head. Calm your ass down. Save your relationships. Save your job. Save all kinds of stuff. I said relationships.
Save you.
You text us 72341. That's TLCMotors.com text line. 72341. Standard messaging and data rates do apply.
Thank you. Paige, what's up in the Plex?
Well, what if Pizza Hut delivered a pizza to your address and you didn't deliver, you didn't call for an order? What would you do to the guy?
It says on there, prank orders will be prosecuted.
I would thank him and accept the pizza I didn't pay for.
Well, you're going to find out what this guy in upstate New York did to this pizza guy next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Good Lord. I hope he, I mean, God, what he did to him for giving him a free pizza. My gosh.
Sexual favors? Hmm? I mean, I'd be happy.
God, Nine's going to go work for Domino's now.
All right.
All right, we'll get the answer next in your Rise Guys headlines. Happy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Friday.
Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
I'm Paige, and we begin with this. Talking about pizza. If someone shows up at your house holding a pizza, do you ask questions? Do you thank them? Are you rude to the man or woman?
I do ask a question. It's supposed to be contactless. Why the hell are you sitting here holding it? Drop it on the damn ground.
Yeah. Put it down and walk away slowly. Back away.
Back away.
When you get in your car and are out of sight, I will then come out and retrieve said pizza.
But I'm waiting right inside here like a troll under a bridge for you to get out of sight so I can come out. I'm like a golem about this thing. I'm going to come out, look around, get real low to the ground, grab this thing, and scurry back inside.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Because I think people driving by are going to be looking at, what is he bending over getting running back into the house?
This fat guy eats food. Look at him. Fat eats food.
If I order from the one place, the guy's bigger than me and he's always sweating. And he'll come up to the door with a cigarette in his lip, but he's always like sweating on the box.
No.
Yeah. No, not on the box.
Well, maybe it means that he eats the product and that's good, right? Maybe.
Surprised he didn't eat mine. I'm away.
Oh, the food?
I had a slice, if you don't mind, man. I just had a smoking slice.
I ashed on it by accident, so I just went ahead and ate it.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the case of this guy. A 45-year-old guy named Ralph Carpino. He's facing charges after a delivery guy showed up with a pizza he didn't order, and Ralph pulled a gun on him. Now, why would you do that to a man holding a pizza?
And don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Don't pull a gun on a guy giving you free pizza.
Well, this happened Saturday night in upstate New York. And so the guy knocked on Ralph's door, and the response was he got a loaded Glock in his face. So he left the property and called 911. I mean, I would just like run as soon as I could.
What was the guy's complaint, though? Like, was he trying to get payment for it?
Well, here's the deal. The police showed up, and Ralph told them that they pulled the gun because he never ordered a pizza. But that's not the case. It turned out that someone else in his family had. So the Domino's guy actually had the right address the whole time.
Dude, that was one of the coolest things about when I first got my very first debit card from American Federal.
Yeah.
The Black Sheep. And I could order food. To my parents' house, as long as I had the money in there.
Yeah.
It was so awesome to be able to do that.
That is the best.
It's like, I'm not the man of the house, but I just ordered some food. Who's at the door?
I ordered pizza.
Hey, let me have a slice. Did you get meat lovers?
That was the one. Meat lovers. Love meat.
Well, so they had the right address, and they ended up arresting Ralph for menacing in the second degree and criminal possession of a weapon in the fourth degree, and he's due in court later this month. It doesn't say whose pizza it actually was.
Did you get your powerbomb pizza?
I wanted some roasted red pepper flakes.
They give you a little jar of them now.
I love that.
I used to was it Domino's that would put the little jalapeno pepper in the corner?
This is talking about the Papa John's and the pepperoncinis?
Yeah,
very good.
With the melted butter.
Yeah. It's
supposed to be 5 breadsticks in here. It's only 3.
Maybe 4.
Oh, boy.
You look at me, my daddy, he's got 6 fingers. Oh, look at me.
Well, Reba wants you to know something. She says she'll never ask for your bank account information. Are you relieved by that? Whew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what? Somebody's out. There's another celebrity scam.
She's rich. She shouldn't need mine.
They're all over the place. You know, not only does she has her own like jeans line, her own clothing line. So there's products out there. Reba is warning fans that there are fake social media accounts pretending to be her.
There's Reba jeans.
Yes,
really?
There's Reba jeans.
Just for women, though.
I don't know about men, but I know I've seen them.
I would wear the hell out of Reba jeans.
You just so.
Well, as long as they're for men. Women's are cut different.
They are. They aren't cut for junk.
They're not cut for
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I think you're
stadium giveaway ball bat.
No.
Cover grinding.
But some guys that I know like women's jeans, so.
Yeah.
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 So she said, be aware of scams. The only profiles I have are at Reba, and they have blue check marks. So she's verified.
Means I'm verified, guys.
Hey, guys. I won't ask for your bank account. I ain't going to put no money in it.
You know what, though? Here's the thing.
What's up?
I don't feel sorry for those people.
No, you can't really.
You have to use common damn sense.
You have to have enough. Like, you shouldn't be allowed to have. Like, these people need conservatorships. They obviously can't manage their money. Like, there was a guy who, Mandy Rose from wrestling. She seemed to feel real bad about it because some guy was talking to a fake her and wound up selling his house to give her money.
Jeez. You moron.
Yeah, so he got scammed out of his house by a fake Mandy Rose on Twitter.
God. So people would say, hey.
You know, she probably got a big head about it. Imagine being that fine that a fake you can make this dude sell his house.
Was she blonde then or brunette?
Brunette.
Brunette's way better for her.
So.
But how do you get in? How do you get that far gone? That far detached from reality?
Yeah, I don't know that you think. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I do not feel sorry. If it's an older person or whatever and they get, like, you know, screwed over financially, even then, I feel bad. But when it's somebody, I mean, yeah. Reba, hey, I noticed you're a fan. This is my burner account.
Yeah.
I'm stuck on tour.
Yeah.
Have you seen the gas prices? Damn it, Brandon.
From personal experience, what I've seen when watching an older person go through this very thing, where it just went on for years, person's perfectly smart enough to understand what's going on and understand this isn't the real person. A Google search will tell you this clearly is not the real person.
Yeah.
There's just mountains and mountains of evidence that this clearly is a scam. But, I mean, it's like entertainment this particular person pays for because you know better. You're not an idiot. You just refuse to believe the truth, and it's on you at that point.
So according to her Twitter account, there's products that are selling Reba CBD gummies.
They're fancy, guys.
They're fake.
Fancy gummies.
Also purchased some kind of gift card to send to her. There's no way that people would ever do that. And so her products are sold at her website, reba.com, dealers.com, and justedboots.com. So she probably has boots and jeans. No gummies.
Gummy boots.
No marijuana stuff.
But interesting, I didn't know there were Reba jeans until now, but we now know where you can purchase them.
Yeah.
Go get you Reba jeans. They're cute.
The world's a work.
They got to have her face on them somewhere.
Like on each pocket. Like, yeah. I want her face on my
Reba
butt.
On the back, but.
Got them Reba bottom jeans.
Boots with the gummies.
The gummies.
Boots with the gummies. It's so hot out here, I'm stuck.
Hey, guys.
Be careful.
That's a pot gummies.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
Miss Yearwood, don't let me have any. Sorry, Reba.
God dang it.
Last time I had a gummy, I turned into Chris Gaines again.
You gotta call it Miss Yearwood. Her name's Miss Yearwood.
Miss Yearwood.
Reba gummies.
Fat Boy, what's up in the sports report?
We got a Brittany Griner update for you, and it's not looking good. It's not a good situation at all.
I saw her photo. Wow, man, like very thin and.
Oh. Well, she's 6'10", too. So.
Yeah, she's a very large lady.
She's up there. We got the audio for you from the sentencing. The NFL kicked off last night.
I can't imagine me standing beside a 6'10" woman.
Uh-oh.
God.
You'd feel very small.
You'd be short.
I would hate
her.
I would hate it.
Like, I ain't doing it.
She could palm my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched a portion of that game until it was like, I'd rather be watching like kids play Madden on Twitch than to actually be watching that real game.
Yeah, I'd rather. I mean, I can't wait till real football begins.
Yeah,
I love real football. Yeah. It's just hard to get into that.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk about the Hall of Fame game and much, much more next in your Rise Guys Sports Report.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody.
P1's Rule.
Turn it up.
On the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
This was huge news yesterday. I saw it walking in the house. Break in on a special report. I'm like, oh no. What happened now? Who's sick now?
Oh, you were walking in the house. The news
was. I thought the news was walking in the house too, man. I'm glad you cleared that up.
Kind of scary.
Live on Fat Boy's weather deck.
Then this happened. Talk about old Brittany Griner. Griner. In Russia.
No sentencing. Final verdict is 9 years of imprisonment of the 9 million rubles penalty in the penal colony. She will serve her term from the day of the announcement of this verdict. And time when she was behind bars will be included in the overall term.
Well, credit for time served. Well, she's been there since February, I believe. A lot of people say this is a formality.
What formality?
Well, she'd had to be found guilty, you know, officially charged and sentenced before they could arrange anything to get her out.
Yeah.
Were we not doing a swap, though?
With that other guy.
I guess they're still talking about it, right? I think.
Yeah, they're still negotiating it, but.
I wonder if that's why they up her sentence, to make it look like it's more of a equal trade when it's really not.
I saw some stuff to say Russia could wait it out because Victor Boot could get out of prison in like 4 or 5 years. He's serving federal charges. I think that would put him at 80%.
Yeah.
Close to it, and they let him go. They could keep her and make her serve that whole 9 years.
Can they make her play basketball for them? No joke.
See, I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything, but.
Wow.
Would she for a reduced sentence? I mean, they go there and play professionally.
Man, what a great movie that would be.
That's happened, right?
Yeah, like ballet dancers. Can't leave. They're forced to perform.
Yeah, well. Don't let the 9 million rubles kind of like, oh, my God, that's only a, well, it's still a good chunk, but $16,700 American dollars.
Oh, my God.
9 million rubles. You have to pay rubles to get out.
Like, look at their inflation versus our inflation. You know what I mean? Like, if something over here was $9 million and then transferred to $16,000 in somebody else's money,
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah, it'd be rough.
People talk about Russia's weak economy, but they seem to be supplying a war so far.
Yeah, they're doing a war.
I mean,
definitely doing a war.
Now they're trying to fill the ranks and get people to, you know, give them combat veteran status if they go serve for life.
You think Putin's a good lover?
Him or his body double?
Oh, that's a good question.
He has children, so he's procreated.
The one that they keep showing that's his new girlfriend.
The one in Switzerland?
I think that's the body double with him, with her. It's not him. That's the one who's got the problems with the hand.
Could be.
I'm serious.
I am too, man.
I've looked at it a lot. I think he's got a couple.
It seems like it.
Because they don't have the same stature when they stand. Either that or he's tired sometimes.
You never know with that guy. He's always up to something.
People say he's really going through it health-wise with some stuff, potentially.
I thought he had cancer.
That's what the rumor is. That could have just been propaganda. Make us look at him as a whatever.
Well, the NFL kicked off last night. I mean, 27-11, the Raiders won. It was a long game. There was I'm trying to think of the technical term for this.
Boring.
Lightning delay.
Oh.
Yeah. I turned it on when it was supposed to be on. It wasn't on, so I watched something else and went to bed.
Yeah, I went back, watched a little wrestling, and came back to it.
I text y'all about Tony Dungy. Is he ill or just getting very old? Because he looks so frail and sad.
Yeah, I think he's just getting old. I mean, he lost some weight, but – I don't think he's sick.
He's very thin, yeah.
Very.
So, yeah, you watch a little bit of it. You know, none of the stars really played.
Mm-mm.
And they won't until much later. But you got to see him walk around the Hall of Fame and take pictures.
Got to see Peyton Manning talk about so excited to host the Country Music Awards.
Oh, God.
That's
going to be fun.
If that would, like, really cut loose, like, really, like, let him go, I would – he's fun.
He's the best. Just,
he's awkward polished, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's still a little awkward, but he's good.
He is.
Makes all the sense you need it to, buddy.
Yeah.
Can I make you feel old for a little bit? And this is for everybody in the room.
As long as you make me feel younger at the end.
This happened yesterday. We usually find out the day after.
Thursday.
August the 4th. Yeah. 1993. I'll just show you the video and you'll know what happened.
Oh, I already know.
My favorite.
Yep. Here we go. Wind up.
Nolan Ryan just beamed. Robin Ventura in the back. Here, Robin Ventura's charging the mound. Oh, now he's getting his ass handed to him in a paper sack.
Boom, 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 boom. Like, yeah. Put him in the headlock and gave him five or six solid shots.
Yeah, just
hang it.
Robin Ventura's ass, man. Then Robin Ventura went on later in his career to break his leg real bad.
Did he?
Yeah.
I forgot what took him out.
I think he was sliding to third and broke his leg one time.
A moment that he'll never live down.
And then Nolan got into it with somebody else one time later on his year. Because I remember he kept pitching. He had blood all over the front of his white Rangers jersey.
I can't remember what happened.
I don't either.
You sure was it a big unit when he hit that bird?
No. Yeah. I want to say it involved Bo Jackson, but I can't see either one of them being mean.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Bo would take him over his leg and break him.
Now, if Bo's charging the mound, you ain't going to have much time to move.
So. No.
Oh, hell.
You just speared him.
I'm about to take an ass whooping.
I'd rather get hit by the pits than Bo.
I'm going to tell you a funny story. You'll probably know what happened as soon as I tell you. This involved Jeannie Buss, owner of the Lakers. On her Twitter, she said.
She's rambunctious.
There's a picture of a PS5. There's the two alert emojis, two siren emojis. Huge announcement. I have 3 PS5s for sale. DM me to purchase. Then later, same picture said, one left. Whoever buys it will win a expenses paid trip to come see a Lakers game. Well, guess what?
She got hacked.
Oh, yeah, she got hacked. She went on to say, guys, do not buy anything or send me any money. I got hacked.
What if it was the same one that got Reba?
Maybe.
They're now pretending to be Jenny Bus.
These are not legitimate offers, she said.
Fat Boy has a burner where he pretends to be Chick Hearns.
I wish they
staying in the Lakers family. He's dead, though. It wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, he passed a long time ago.
Yeah, he did.
I wish they'd just tell you who's running their Twitter and who's not. She's obviously was. She's not running hers because she said, the Lakers will alert you when I'm back in control of my Twitter. But you weren't. Dummy, it's not on your phone or you would have saw the alerts going off.
Yeah. There's a couple people, famous people, that I wonder if it's really them. And then there's one that blatantly tells you when it's them and when it's not because they will sign the tweets that are by them.
I like the ones where it's...
Think about that, though.
Yeah.
It's from them, but then...
It's from me this
time.
They
put the statement, then they'll put it at the end, dash HH.
Yeah, yeah. This is actually Huckster, not the dude who manages the beat shop.
It's me, brother.
I like the ones like George Strait's Twitter where it's clearly not him because they talk about him like it's not him.
Yes.
Richard Petty's person, the same way.
Alan Jackson's what? The same way, too.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something funny real quick. So this is a sports card I don't think anybody has. I think it's a true one of one. Now, this guy worked at a camp for a long time, and he's still there, 30 years total. And he has a card. This was a gift from this 8-year-old kid when he left camp. He got it slabbed up, and it's a real famous person, right? You got to get it slabbed up. Look at this. It's a freaking Mark Zuckerberg baseball card.
From when?
He went to the camp. But that guy was a counselor at, gave him that as a gift when he left. This guy kept it all these years later when, you know, he became Zuck. He found out who he was, slabbed it up, and now he's trying to sell it.
My God.
He thinks he's going to get millions for it.
Dude, you know what? He very well could. I get sickened almost sometimes when I see the realization of some of these prices.
Uh-huh.
Especially the stuff that I used to own. Damn it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the worst.
Very, very, very aggravating.
You got your Cassius Clay glove?
Oh, yeah.
Sell that sucker.
Why?
Why not?
I want to buy one of Jenny Buss's PS5.
The other one. Even trade for both of them.
Yes. We need to go.
Oh, yeah.
Break? Okay. Cool. Thank you. FOF line coming up in 1 hour. You can still get in on that, 864-241-4318. That's 864-241-4318. Sound off. Tell everything you don't like to go to hell, whatever it is you want to do.
Yeah. You getting drunk this weekend, anybody?
Oh, anybody? Yeah.
Just, you are, fat boy?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good.
Why?
I got something you need to know if you're getting drunk this weekend.
Is there beer on sale again?
It might be. Might be. Out the back of my car.
Wow. We're getting us a booth at the Jockey Lot this weekend. All right. We'll find out about getting drunk this weekend and exactly what Fat Boy's going to have. I always like living vicariously through you.
Yeah, but we've been misled our entire lives. So I got drinking news to share with everybody.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah. We'll get into that and much, much more next. So rise, guys. Happy Friday.
P1, be your need for TRG at theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.